Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report this morning. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. NAS reports that the corn crop is rated 62% good to excellent. That's a gain of 1 percentage point from last week. Just 6% of the crop is silking, compared with 3% last week and the 5-year rolling average of 19%. For soybeans, 59% of the crop is rated good to excellent, a gain of 1 percentage point from a week ago. 12% of the soybean crop is blooming, compared with 4% last week and the 5-year rolling average of 26%. 52% of the winter wheat crop is harvested, compared with 36% last week and the 5-year average of 61%. Cash hog prices across the Midwest today are called flat to mostly 50 cents per hundredweight lower. Terminals are called steady to weaker with top prices from $43 to $49. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $43. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, July 7th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,586. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $65 to $71, the weighted average $67.97, a gain of 14 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49 to $59.20. The weighted average was $54.80. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 13,682, the base price range $62.75 to $73.62. The weighted average $69.41, a loss of 65 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.07 to $56.00. $6, and the weighted average was $53.53. Now joining us with a look at the agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Ulthoff. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. Well, in the U.S. Midwest, rain fell again on about 60% of the western Corn Belt on Monday and 50% of the east. Amounts are greatest from eastern half of Iowa into northwest Illinois and southwest Wisconsin, where 1 to 2 inches were common. Radar suggested much greater rainfall occurred near their Iowa-Illinois border and possibly just over the Wisconsin border, where as much as 3 inches or more may have occurred. And some new flooding was suspected in the greater rainfall area. Other locations from southwestern Iowa into Wisconsin and Michigan received a quarter to three-quarters inch, with up to an inch and a half in some locations. Well, favorable conditions for crop development are expected for the next couple of weeks throughout the Midwest, almost ideal conditions in some areas. Periodic shower and thunderstorm activity will prevent any region from becoming excessively dry, while a lack of widespread soaking rain will keep flood concerns to localized and mostly insignificant levels. A high pressure ridge is predicted to develop in the plains and far western Corn Belt during the week of July 16th. And the ridge may not be very strong, but it will give the western Corn Belt a drier and warmer weather bias at times. Today's topsoil moisture was rated short to very short in South Dakota and parts of Minnesota, while the subsoil was plenty moist. Rain will eventually impact the region so that drying bias does not become a threat to crops, at least for quite a while. The developing high-pressure ridge may bring a net drying bias to the region, but enough rain should fall in between now and then to keep crop conditions favorable over the next couple of weeks. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, isolated showers and thunderstorms brought rain to about 15% of the Southeast and 10% of the Delta on Monday. Locations Delta received under 15 hundredths of an inch, where an inch and a quarter was reported in northern Georgia and inch and a half fell in central parts of Georgia. The Delta will see a net drying to the next couple of weeks, and moisture stress will slowly begin to impact crops in a more significant manner. Light shower activity will occur in parts of the region during the next couple of weeks, but much of the precipitation is likely to be enough to counter evaporation, with highs off in the middle 80s and 90s, but moisture will be good for preventing critically dry situation from evolving, but crop stress will likely increase without greater widespread rainfall. Daily showers will maintain fair to good crop conditions in most locations in the southeastern states during the next couple of weeks. However, most of the showers will be too light to counter evaporation, but the showers should bring enough rainfall periodically to prevent critically dry conditions from developing. Greater rain will be needed to avoid a more serious moisture problem that would threaten production. In Canada, the southern portion of Canada's prairie will continue to dry out over the next week. Dryness is already noted in southern Saskatchewan and southeastern Alberta, and these areas will not receive much significant rain in the next week to 10 days, resulting in greater crop stress. Meanwhile, timely showers and thunderstorms will occur elsewhere in the prairie to support crop development. Manitoba has the greatest soil moisture and best crop conditions. In southeastern Ontario and Quebec, summer crops have favorable soil moisture. A good mix of rain and sun is expected over the next week to 10 days, and consistent warm weather would be best for crops in the region. In the U.S. hard red wheat belt, rain occurred Monday and early today from northeastern New Mexico and northwestern Texas Panhandle to central Kansas and southeastern Nebraska locations. Amounts up to 1.7 inches occurred in north central Kansas, an inch and a quarter in northwestern parts of the Texas Panhandle. Rain will fall in about 70% of the wheat country today into Thursday. Northwestern areas will be driest, while the greatest rain comes out of the eastern New Mexico and Texas Panhandle to southern and eastern Kansas and much of Oklahoma. Wheat harvesting is 98% complete in Oklahoma, 93% done in Texas, and 79% done in Kansas, which should minimize the impact of the rain, even though some of it will be heavy. Rain will diminish Friday, with a new round of showers and thunderstorms expected Saturday into Monday. This new wave of rain will move across the main harvest areas of northern Kansas and Nebraska, causing delays in fieldwork and threatening unharvested grain quality. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Oltoff.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat. Make that September, July didn't trade. Opened at 858.5, down 1.5. Last trade down 1.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat 822.5. Up a half last trade, up a half. September, 833.75, down 2.25. Last trade down 1. December, 857, down 2. Last trade down 1. July corn opened at 704, down 12.5. Last trade down 26.5. September, 714, down 13.75. Last trade down 26.25. December, 731, down 16. Last trade down 27. July beans opened at 1596, up 7. Last trade down 26.25. November, 1560, down 1. Last trade down 35.5. July soybean meal opened at 432.60, unchanged. Last trade down 8.60. July soybean oil opened at 64.50, down 39. Last trade down 99. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
What will the trade make, if anything, of the NAS numbers from yesterday?
Well, I think they will think they're bearish. They expected them to be more than 1% better in good to excellent. They expected 2 to 3. And other things that came out, Informa came out and said the yield would be at 152. Their worries about the world economy and cutting usage by these high prices, both in the U.S. and the world, and that has been shown in the last couple of reports.
Might those numbers actually be construed as bullish for soybeans on ideas that if you look at the harvest for wheat in northern states, it's clearly behind, and double crop soybeans might have more difficulty getting in and growing?
That's a possibility. But, I mean, how far north do you plant beans after wheat? I mean, southern third of Illinois, southern third of Indiana, they're basically done there. You get clear to Kansas, an awful lot of that, especially the dry land, that's it. They don't put anything afterwards. So the further you go north, it really doesn't matter much on beans after that.
And let's go ahead then and look at the technical side. Clearly corn in a liquidation mode at the moment off yesterday and the overnight trade. Where do you think it will catch support?
Well, there's people looking at the 720 that we got to, but others are looking at 7 and then 650 to 680 as places for support.
And in the beans?
In the beans, they're looking at for November new crop beans, and I can't find where I wrote it down here. 1532, 1508, and then 1470.
Do you think that this market potentially could catch some bottom pickers today?
Well, there will be people trying that. We don't know whether we're close yet, but there will be people trying that at various times. If we get little bounces, though, there's all kinds of people looking to get out of long positions on small bounces.
All right, let's get your calls then today.
Calls today are 33 to 37 lower on beans, 25 to 30 lower on corn, and up 1 to down 4 on wheat.
Your look over at CME Livestock, please.
Over in the livestock, we're looking at a hair higher in both hogs and cattle.
And any particulars that you're keeping an eye on the livestock side?
Feeder cattle to see if they will bounce off of this. They didn't do much yesterday on the down move. If they can't bounce off of lots lower prices in their what we feed them, maybe we'll have everything go down.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. Say, we're on the web 24/7 with analysis. Go to our website at willag.org. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at the University of Illinois. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.